My name is Barbara Wilgus, and I have had the great fortune in the past now coming up on 13 years to work at the place where race myths come to their mortal end. And that would be the Baltimore City Health Department STD Clinic. And for those of you that don't know the initials, that means sexually transmitted diseases, for the most part infections, but some chronic diseases. So working at the STD clinic has been quite an adventure. I came here from Tennessee in 1997, straight to the STD clinic. And I'm sorry. See, I'm not prepared. So, as one should be in the STD clinic, I don't know. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Anyway, but it is very interesting because over the years, I've come to sort of see how people have really set opinions about people who they think are going to infect them with an infection through which they have sex. So, I mean, that people actually, you know, come in with a list of people with whom they've had sex, but I know it's this person because they fit into this set category. Sometimes it is many times actually based on race, even within race. Sometimes, interestingly, even the people that come to periodically do research within, you know, at the health department to kind of look at, like, who gets all of these infections have sort of the same preconceived notions of who's going to be the people to get X infection. And sometimes, you know, funding dollars go towards outreach, and so that can actually sometimes be unfortunate. There was a time a couple years ago, I guess. So you've probably heard about syphilis in Baltimore because Jay Leno had his thing, Baltasore. but you know, a couple years ago, there was lots of funding towards the people who, and you know, there were some statistics, but there, you know, people had a consensus of like who's going to have syphilis. And it's going to be black men who have sex with men and commercial sex workers. So there was a lot of outreach towards those groups, and very well done. It did actually do a lot of good within those two groups. But what happened was, but then the next set of statistics that come out was interesting, because what happened was a good 100% increase in syphilis in white straight men and non-commercial sex workers. So I guess what I try to always say, and I'm a bit of a soapboxer for anyone out there that I can't see now because this light is shining in my eyes, but the sort of invigorating and interesting thing about bacteria and viruses is that they don't care. They don't actually care who you are. And they will pick anyone that they can find as a host. And it can be a very liberating thing, and it can be a very deadly thing. And so anyone that wants to bust their myth and find out whether or not you're at risk based on your external devices, come see me.